the nurses, in many ways, are kind of the last line of defense against harm to patients.
John James is the founder of Patient Safety America. His organization campaigns to lower the number of injuries to patients in the hospital. James says when a nurse is stretched too thin, they're less likely to catch errors and more likely to make a few of their own. Another patient advocate and retired nurse, Kathy Day, says she wants to see hospitals increase the number of nurses they schedule to care for patients. Day believes this will prevent overwork and injury to both nurses and people in their care. At the end of a long shift, nurses can have a harder time focusing.
Their mental sharpness is not going to be the same. They'll be fatigued, both physically and mentally. It may increase the number of medication errors, you know, wrong dose, wrong route, wrong patient. They may take shortcuts because they're exhausted.
Labor unions across the country say the answer is legislation that mandates what they call safe staffing ratios, a set number of nurses for each patient that varies based on how sick the patients are. Lisa Baum is an occupational health and safety representative for the New York State Nurses Association, the state's labor union for the profession.
Studies have also clearly demonstrated that when you have adequate staffing levels, the number of injuries to nurses goes down.
Some New York hospitals employ a safe patient handling task force that deals with issues of nurse training, staffing, and ratios. Former Nurse Day says task forces like these can work if hospital administrators are using them to hear from nurses in the workplace.
I think when nurses speak that everybody has to listen, and it's not just because I'm a nurse.
Michelle Faust, WXXI News.